Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hello everyone, my name is Rebecca Kelly and you're listening to the Everywhere We Go podcast. On this week's episode, I sit down with Nilo Kelly. Nilo was diagnosed with ataxia CP, which is a type of cerebral palsy that affects Nilo's talking, movement, posture and balance. You may think that this diagnosis holds Nilo back, but after meeting with him, I can tell you that Nilo is a pocket rocket, one of the most determined people I have ever met. This, along with his easy breezy attitude, shows that nothing fazes Nilo. From asking his parents to find a mainstream school for him, doing his leaving cert, mitching from his courses to find himself a job, getting not only his driving license, but his forklift license, Nilo is the epitome of the saying, if you put your mind to it, you can do anything. Nilo, you're a credit to your man, Dad, as they are you. And I hope one day in the future, you will find you're happy ever after. Everywhere we go, people want to know who we are and where we come from. So who are you and where do you come from?
My name is Neil Kelly from Ballydoyle.
Neil, how old are you?
I am 27 years old.
Tell me about yourself. You reached out to me on Instagram.
Yeah, I did. I have 30 points. The form of 30 points, I have a packet of which infect my talking, my movement, and my balance.
Okay, so you gave me a little thing when you came in here, right? And I'm just going to have a little look at it, okay? So the form of cerebral palsy you have is ataxia.
Yeah.
That's okay. I'm saying it right. Once I'm saying it right. And it affects your coordination, your posture, and your balance.
Yeah.
All of that.
All that. And talking.
You're talking as well. Yeah. And today we're going to take it, as your mom said, we're going to take it very slow and you're going to talk to me word for word.
Yeah.
So tell me about, from the start, when your mom was pregnant on you. Like, I know I did a podcast before, but I don't know too much about it. So when your mom was pregnant, did she know when she was pregnant or when it was later on?
No. When I was a baby, I can't sit up.
Okay.
Right. And my mum and dad watched me over a few weeks. Then he got water about me. He bring me to our local GP who infer us onto Temetry. And in Temetry, my mum and dad told me Neil have CP. Then they told us about the CRC. I went to the CRC for a checkup. Then at the age of 5, I had children in the CRC.
So hang on, before that, right? So your mom and dad realised you couldn't sit up.
Yeah.
You weren't hitting your baby milestones. So then they went to the doctor and the doctor said to CRC. So in...
No, to Temple Street.
And then Temple Street sent you on.
Yeah.
So in the... Before the 5 years in the CRC, like what did they recommend? Like what was happening in those 5 years? Do you know what was happening?
Yeah, my mum and dad told Neil won't walk in his life, can do nothing. Now I am have my own car, me like, do everything for myself, get dressed. But the only thing I can do for myself, tie my laces and it's hard, but you have to get used to it. I hate when no one at home I can't, but lower NATO neighbour is very, very good to me.
Okay, so before we jump ahead with all of that, so your parents were told that you'd never walk. What kind of parents are they?
My mama and dad is the number one in me. Mom, my dad said, your mom from day one push you all the way. You can't do that. You can't do that. And mom and dad is the best in the whole world. I will be loved without them.
Because obviously, I'm sure when you get news like that, it can be very shocking as a parent. How many children have they got?
Two and myself.
And Amy's younger.
Yeah, and Diva.
Stephen, is that his name?
Yeah.
Stephen. Okay, so it's Stephen Olu. So and this is their second baby then, and this happens. Yeah. So obviously, you can probably just be so devastated, or you can go into like fight or flight mode. And your mom obviously went into fight because she was like, I'm not letting, you know, him, I'm not letting Neil, you know, destroy or ruin him. I'm going to make sure that he has a life. And she's the one who pushed you to do that.
Yeah, push me for day one. Yeah, you can. Me not let no top me try everything once, two times, three times, a few times before I get hit. Yeah, very good.
Yeah, determination.
Yeah.
Very determined.
Yeah.
And you get that off your mom or your dad?
Mom and dad.
Yeah.
Mom and dad, me tell you, 2 minutes ago, they are the best parents I have. Give me, push me, and they had to be grateful for it and tell you, mum and dad.
Then you were in the CRC, and what was happening before, or did you start CRC when you were 5, or what happened in between?
I can't remember.
Yeah.
I was a baby. Then I went to children at the age of 5. Then children. OT,
physio.
For 5 times a week in school. And the CRC school, not like mainstream.
Okay.
That's good, but you won't learn much.
So it's not really an education to set you up for life. It's more to help your body more so. Yeah. And so it was more physio and more that kind of side of it.
And chill. But you do in your math all them, but that won't set you up for life.
And did you realise that? Were you in that and realising that in your mind?
I, at the age of 11 year old, me come home to my mum and dad and say, mum, I wanted to make you kill. My mum and dad laugh. Okay, Neil. We go on. We say that again to me, mum. Do you look into it? He said, we will know. My mum does do a meet with the COCOP and Felicia. And they meet. They ask me, mum, do you have a school in my mum said, Bayside school, because the other two kids went, Diva Wendy and Amy only in baby info at the time. Then they walk on that, then I move to Bayside into Fisca.
Oh, wow.
Fisca. Then.
So hang on. So Stephen's in your class. No. Stephen's in your, so Stephen's in your school.
No, Stephen left.
He'd left, so he'd gone to that school.
Yeah.
And then Amy obviously was very young in the school. So what was it like for you then? Can you remember much of your first day? Like, did you get the stares off people? Did you, like, you know, was there any bullying going on? Was there any, like, or was it just fully acceptable that Neil is here and how, because you know how children can be.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. No, the OT and a few went out to the school. The year before he went out, he put a ramp
very good
in for me at the gate.
Right.
All on one letter. Then on my fourth day, that very letter, me never sit in a cast all day. In the sea, I see you look, get up,
right,
walk away. Then my SNA, that was whole fourth day in the chill too. And she was lovely. And I bet it had a four to get to know me. Then we go by and everyone see Neil without a disability and no bully at all. We never get bullied in my life. Never.
And do you see, like, so when you said about the ramp, were you in a wheelchair?
No.
No.
I was on a frame.
Okay. Okay.
And I will tell you how later on how I got off it. On a frame, then to go into school. I let her walk without that back then. But the CRC won't let me.
Okay.
Made a walk into the classroom, but outside I need to use that. I don't know what that's the rule.
Right.
And the CRC do a great job to base that. My mum and dad thought I never will go to mainstream school. And me do fit health and sick health in Bayside. Then I move on to PSN in Baldoyle.
Okay. And tell me this, did you, like, you said that earlier on and that kind of struck a chord with me, that people first see your disability and then they get to meet Neil.
Yeah.
In that fifth and sixth, did you meet friends? Did you have friends in the class?
Yeah, friends. We always go to Bayside and never get ever Friday. We get off chill. My mum comes down, get me bag. Then we go to Bayside shop, get a bag of chip, then play football. We, every Friday we do that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And with other friends from school?
Yeah. Or every car out of Sika do that. We do that more in Sika than Sika because we were a bit older.
Yeah, of course. And then... So you did the 5th and 6th, and did you feel then you were comfortable then enough to go on to a mainstream secondary school?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 100%. Me love. Me mum said, we don't need. We said, we don't need to look at PSN. She said, okay, let's go. We PSN. Have everything all on the gym. What the CRC don't have to do nothing to that chill. And I went to PSN to do my junior thing. It was hard, but I chill it.
Yeah. And did you find with the secondary school, was there a huge difference? Because in the secondary school, did you do like what I did? I don't know. That you change classrooms for
every 40 minutes.
So was that daunting for you? Were you worried? No.
No.
You don't seem like the type of person to be ever worried or fazed by anything.
No. What? You have to love life and get on with life. A lot of people with disability can do what I do.
Yeah. So you're lucky. Do you feel lucky in yourself that you
feel lucky? Yeah. Then I do my leave SCA over 2 years. Every Wednesday, I had to walk and got a little job. And I love it every Wednesday. I love that more than chill at the end. 5th year and 6th year, I hate chill. They want to get...
Why?
I may want to get out and walk.
Yeah. Did you do your leaving cert then in the end?
Yeah.
Okay.
I become my mum and dad. Well, he said, I won't let you both leave. You not leave. He said, please, man. I got a job every Wednesday with me uncle in Matlink.
Okay, Matlink, is it? Yeah.
Matlink and in a warehouse, and the warehouse do everything for the airport. Everything you see in the airport. Then, after chill, I went to course.
Where?
What you do after
your courses? Okay, your courses.
Me do one. Me only laugh. For 4 weeks.
What was it? What course was it?
Gas put on the back.
Right, let me have a little look.
Not on the back.
Oh, there. Oh, there. Here we go. Gardening. Okay.
Yeah, garden.
And did you want to, like, did you know what you wanted to do?
Yeah, that's for me. I can't. No SNA beside me. It was very hard to keep up. Then they want me to do one more course.
Right.
IT, like IT. Mama and Dad said, Neil, why are you not give that a go? In my head, I want a job. And me said, how can we do IT? Me tell IT on the Monday. Then I never forget on the Wednesday of Thursday in my head, in the motor, me said, me taking a half day.
Right.
Don't tell no one. And is it took a half day. Our affair is they win my mom. No one will be there. And on my half day that day, I went back over to see me uncle in the warehouse. He said, you're in Colton, Neil. What are you doing? Is it Neil? He has the same name
okay.
of me, Neil.
Right.
Mr. Neil, I can't do that no more. He said, why are you over here? He said, looking for a job.
Yeah.
He said, do you have a CV? Mr. Yeah, I do. He said, read that with me. Me didn't tell no one. Then went home. Mom said, have you got on today? Oh God. At the time, I was driver.
Okay.
I got my driver's license before I left school and up and one at that on the third day, Neil with me, Neil said, I have a job for you for that hourly for two or three days a week. I talked that.
A career, were you not terrified to tell your man, da? Well, listen, I bonked off last week. I applied for a job and now I'm after getting the job and now you have to tell your man, da.
It didn't know what me up to. Then on the first day, he gave me a kind of time on Monday visit. Okay, I never get. I sit in the classroom, me put me book in the bag. The teacher said, what are you doing this? I said, me out of here. Out of here. Then go home. With them, man was happy for me because he know I then not like Carter. Then I got a job.
Why do you think that you were so determined to just have a job? Did you think you ever had to prove a point or?
Me. We get back to down into Mayshim. So if I were not lead the CRC, we're not able to walk because me want to walk on my life.
Yeah.
And I got that goal in life.
And then tell me, you said there, just before we move on, that you got your driving license before school, before you left school.
Yeah, left school.
Yeah.
I never get, you know, when you do your teacher test.
Yeah.
Me ring them and they say, hey, well, how will I do my teacher test? He said, you need a woman or a man beside you help you, they say it will be more motor. I said, okay. Went home, got the CD, went home, returned to me that I might book that myself and do it on my own. If I fail, next time, me pay the motor to get help.
Yeah.
I booked that for 4 weeks. For 4 weeks, every day, doing the CD over on the Saturday motor, we do the 3 more times. I went in. I was living there. Never do a test like this on my own in my life.
Yeah.
You know the moves.
Yeah.
That is very... I can't use that. We say to myself, I love to know you a little.
Touch.
The scene.
Yeah.
And what happened? You could.
Wow, I don't remember that at all, really.
Yeah, and I passed 4 times.
Really?
Yeah.
Well done. It took me about 4 times to pass mine.
Then I had to get laser off the IWA in Kotaf.
Right.
You know them?
No.
No, they have a lot of tinder there. I went, we had to do a lot of drive a little before my test. It's like, okay. But at the end of 6 years, you have to walk on Wednesday.
Right.
Me take that day off.
Yeah.
And do me drive a little. We do a lot. Me say to the girl, me getting a car next week. He said, what? He said, you know, have your full license.
Yeah.
He said, I then got my car.
And what type of car did you get? Like, does it have to be like an automatic?
Yeah, automatic.
Okay. Yeah.
And a knob on the wheel.
Okay. So that you can just wheel it that way.
Yeah. And let's head to the one. Can I book my test? He said, too soon. Me give that few more weeks. Me said, Jackie, I don't care. I am booking it. And Jackie said, Neil, no way you pass.
Yeah.
In water. All my pieces have to do that.
Yeah.
2 or 3 times. He said, we did that a girl, Jackie. And on the motor, I remember it was October. Very bad motor rain. It's no way. Me driving down. Then Jackie meet me outside. He said, Neil, take your time and see what happened. The man came out, got into the car. We went for a drive in my head. I think Jackie was. We came back. We said to the man, he said, we said, that had to be a fail. He said, no need, you pass.
Wow.
I did my titty test and me drive a lot of in one go. And Jackie can get over it. He said, well done, dude. I love my car. I told I never allowed drive it in me.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Life. And I got that so much freedom I have.
Yeah, so much freedom, so much more independence, not to be relying so much on other people. You're some fella, I swear to God, like to be able to go and do all that. Because even I think with me, I put my driving license off for, oh God, I think I drove in a provisional for years before I even started to drive. Do you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Like, for you with the disability, fair play to you. So tell me, I just need to, because like, the job. So the job, are you still in that job now?
Yeah, I got full time.
Where is it? Tell me again, where is it?
Me tell you about that. I was walking for the airport in MapLink.
Is it MAT or MAP? Map. MapLink? No. What is
I
it?
I will show you. Show me. After. Yeah. You won't show you.
Show me now. Show me now. Yeah. Show me now. Oh, MasterLink. Okay, very good. MasterLink. So I was saying it completely wrong. MasterLink.
MasterLink. Then we were in the warehouse for 5 years. I did my focus. I always, all my life, I love to drive a forklift. And I passed my test and all. God, that I do a lot in MapLink. Then they asked me to go up to the airport. Me said I will. Me.
You're
dealing with all the unions. In the airport.
Okay.
Bring all the food up.
Right.
Today. Me do that for nearly 3 years. Then COVID came. Came. Mercedes.
So you were up in the airport and you were doing that for 3 years and then what?
COVID. Okay. And my link to play me off for a month. Then before Mercedes, the airport was killing me.
Was it?
Too much walk. In pulling cage, if I were to do me back, he kill me all the time. All the week, then my link got a new contract for guns. My link, can you come back and walk here to the airport open? He said, yeah, yeah. What you want me to do? Goes out low in the 44 with on only food on the chest when I do. No cold food.
Right.
Only.
So was it less laborious? Like it wasn't as hard labor?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If on the forklift.
Good.
Move. Then me and the both. Any chance can I take here? Me love it. And he said, you have to ask. Your boss, can you come here? He said, me take you on tomorrow. Me say that to my boss. Is it up to you, Neil? If you leave, you won't get back to me when the airport opens. I leave.
Yeah.
And I went walking for him.
So are you good enough that you're so determined and everything, but also you know your limits?
Yeah.
So you do know your limits. Yeah.
Then we walk for him nearly a year now and no pain at all. No back pain. Hip. No pain. It's killing me that airport.
And you're putting yourself through that every day in that.
Every year. I hate it.
Really?
Yeah.
How long were you there for?
3 years.
And you put yourself through that?
Yeah. It got very hard when over that time we're looking for jobs.
Yeah.
And out there, they won't see you. Before your disability, where is how out there get a job for disability? Tell to my uncle. My uncle not in my league. He did not get me in. I tell you, to this day, may not have a job.
Really?
Yeah, it's very hard. Every day to get a job.
Do you think that they just, so if someone was to look at you, okay, and they, do you think that they wouldn't imagine you driving a forklift?
Yeah. No, not in like that.
In your life, but in work wise, no.
I mean, you are true, but it's very hard out there. What a disability man or a woman get a job. And me like my job, but see what happened in the future.
And why do you think it's very hard?
Because they won't see, they can't see what me able can do. Me love do everything, but I can't write.
Okay.
that will hold me back in life because I can't work.
Okay. So everything's touchy, the touch screen, iPads, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Oh, God, but if you give me a pen, we'll do my name.
Okay.
But I can't sit down and write out anything.
And you said there earlier on that you've never been bullied. Why? Like, because it's very easy for people to bully, you know, because people who bully, they look for like an easier target. And then someone with a disability could be an easier target for bullies. So even though like your personality is fabulous and you're just such a little positive ray of sunshine sitting there, I can imagine how people wouldn't bully you. Do you know what I mean? But why do you think over the years that, you know, is it your family? Is it like, what is it that you've never been bullied?
We tell you the truth. We not let no one will bully me because we kill them. You get me?
Yeah. And did you find over the years some people tried?
Not really.
Yeah.
Not really. I love me. Me don't out with the lad. Everyone say to me when me grow up, me always on me perfect love it because when me have me perfect, me not need me friends.
Okay.
Then one day me have me fame and that wheel broke off the fame. They said, I don't need this no more. Can I get a trush?
Okay, what's that?
Walking tick.
Oh, yeah.
Walking tick. They had the CRC and they gave me one.
Right.
And me got myself off that fame.
Yeah. Does that determination, is it right across your family?
Yeah. Amy and my brother, David, is very good to me. My whole family look after me so well. We'll be loved without them.
And you said as well, before we started talking, so we just had a little chat before we started talking, and you said there that one of the lads sat with you as well. And
yeah,
was like,
Connor,
okay.
Connor is one of my best friends. He Connor do everything with me. Therefore, me and Connor get I'm so well.
And how long are you friends with him? Like, so tell me a little bit about your friends group, because I did have a little look on your Insta and I see you're always out having pints. Well, probably before COVID, you're always out having pints. So tell me about the group of lads that you have.
We have me in June, me move from 2 years into 3 years. Connor in that year, we never talked to each other at all in school. And one day, me tell you later on what happened the night before. And then me drop down to the race course.
The race course,
In Bada. On my own, having a pint, Connor come over. He said, you're on your own. And I'm say, yeah. He said, come down here. And me introduce you to the lads.
Right.
And come to away come say, what is your number? Give come the number at that the next day, 2 days after he read me, is that I am looking for a pint.
Right.
He said, yeah. I thought from that day to this day, we have about 5 lads always with each other. We always go out every Saturday night.
How important is it? Not just, you know, as a person having, you know, good friends, but as do you say disabled person?
Disability.
A person with a disability.
Yeah, yeah.
So how important is it for a person with a disability to have good support in friends away from family?
Ah, very good. We will be lonely out there. We always tell each other. We all me, Connor, and Dara is the main tree.
Okay.
We go out, have a pint, have a chat. During the week, we go for a drive. Me drive, we get a little bit of food. And go out, me and Connor and Dara is very close.
Very close.
Each other.
Mm.
We meet and the older lad, the same, but then me and them always go out for a drive, go for a walk, coffee. For dinner.
Good. Can I ask you about maybe a sensitive subject, right? But the love life. So
yeah.
What is the story there? Like, you know, have you had relationships? Do you want relationships? Like, what is the future? What's your wish?
I have a relationship no more for a year. But I don't know, me don't really want to talk about that. Me want to meet a lovely woman, every woman who I tell over the years. When I say disability, they don't want to know me.
Really?
Yeah, but he can't see me without a disability. In the future, me love to meet a lovely woman and have kids and have our own house.
Yeah.
And all that.
And does it get you down when you're in that situation where you're talking to someone and you've built up maybe a relationship and then you talk, like, do you initially start off that you have a disability?
No.
Okay.
Never.
Never. Okay.
You get to know them, to tell them after a while, tell them about my disability. They say, not okay, but they won't take me back then.
Yeah.
That very, very hard for a disability. I want to meet any girl, but have to be one day it will happen.
Yeah, it will. Of course it will. Of course it will. But I can understand that it can be hard. So when that happens to you, okay, so when, who is your go-to person that you talk to? I'd say he's probably sick of you, is he? Or is he just as bad as you are?
No. Always don't think Connor said that life.
Yeah.
They were on and tried to meet one more kid. I will meet someone out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. Of course you will. And as I said, as soon as they do get to meet you, and actually see what you're like, do you know what I mean? Because I can imagine the carry on of you, even if you're sitting there, I can only imagine the carry on of you in the pub and so on. Do you know what I mean? So Neil, when you came in, I noticed that my 6 year old, and she was kind of looking and she was feigning that she was a little bit shy. Like, with that, do you get that with children, that they just stare, or I've told her, like, you know, ask questions, don't ask me questions, ask Neil the question, you know? And do you have children, or do you have people asking the why and what happened to you? You know what I mean?
I see myself a man without a disability.
Yeah.
Don't let the disability get in the way to you in life. Always do what you want. And I forget to tell you, we go back to relationship.
Yes.
One night, me out in a club, and never forget that we went to a club. Me meet a woman, we ducked her away, then we said, do you want a drink? Yeah, we got a drink. He said to me, what are you talking like that? Me said, I have a disability, and he got his nails and checked me whole face and walk away. Yeah.
So you're in a nightclub, you're chatting away with a girl, you ask her if she want a drink, you get a drink, and then you tell her you have a disability and she physically attacks you.
No, he said,
why are you talking like that?
Yeah.
And then you said you had a disability.
Yeah.
And then she physically attacked you.
Yeah.
How do you deal with that?
Oh, I was upset.
Yeah.
For that the day and me come the day after in the... Oh, that killed me. When I tell anyone and they hear about my disability, it killed me. I thought me getting somewhere with the scale,
yeah,
and over like a 2 minutes, that right, they can't see me with, he can't see me before my disability. That very annoying.
But that person wasn't even right. That person, and I'm just gonna be honest, that person wasn't even right in the head, because who in their right mind physically attacks anyone, but let alone physically attack someone because you said that you had a disability?
Yeah, I know.
So that is just mind blowing, because that behavior is just not normal. It's not normal. That's just psychotic behavior. That's ridiculous behavior. And did you, throughout your life, have you experienced stuff like that before, or was that the first time that you experienced it?
First time. I was with a girl for a few months, but we will leave that day.
We will, I've always said. But, and the thing is, with the world the way it is, there's so much prejudice out there. And you said it, that you know that was one incident that you had, and then you have found through applying for jobs that there may be a little bit of prejudice there against a person with a disability. And can I ask you, Daniil, did in that moment your mental health suffer, or has your mental health ever suffered?
No, at time you look at few of the lad have girlfriend. At time you say, will I have that one day though out for a drink and get married My daughter got married 3 years ago, and on the day, me said to myself, will I have this one day and have kids? Got my dream, get married, have kids. Me love it, but sometimes you think, will I have that?
And your mom, I'd say she only, your mom and dad obviously, and your Stephen and Amy, they probably just only want that for you because they know, but come here, you've been so feckin' determined to get everything else. I have no doubt that in a couple of years' time, and it will happen for you, you know, it absolutely will happen for you. And then can I talk about cerebral palsy? Is it hereditary?
Yeah.
Okay.
But
will, like, is there a chance that when you go and have children, could your child have cerebral palsy because you've had it?
No, me know a man have cerebral palsy and he have two kids and the kids now have no cerebral palsy at all.
Okay.
But maybe, you know, we have to see.
Yeah.
So what if my kids have said a life.
Yeah. And then tell me about somebody, obviously, I know when I put this out, the fact that somebody could be sitting there with a newly diagnosed child with cerebral palsy, as your mum was told, Neil will never walk, Neil will never talk, all this. What advice would you give? And is there support groups to help?
I tell anyone out there, get involved with the CRC with your kid and don't treat the kid like a baby or his life. Keep telling her or him you're able to do it. You can do that, but me see that over the years, me man pushed me, but you had to push any kid. But a kid with a disability, push it. My dream in life to be a lecturer.
Okay.
To lecture about disability. Me love any disability. And someone tell me about their life. And I hope today with yourself were better. I hope today will open doors for me and everyone who listen to this. I want they tell everyone and I can't wait to sit there with my family and listen to our talk today.
I'm glad you said that. And I'm delighted that we have sat down and had a conversation because the podcast is about just ordinary people and just about their stories. And as you said, you listened to Ian's one and Ian's story. And it's just listening. I'm buzzing after talking to you because, you know,
me want to do a book for so long, then me ask you on Instagram, talking to you in my head, it won't happen. Right. And tell you so much, we better give me this in cure to sit down here in your loving house and talk to you about my life.
It's a pleasure. It's an absolute pleasure. And as you said, that anyone listening and listening to your story, and as I said, sitting with a newly diagnosis, or someone who's sitting with cerebral palsy and having a bad moment or a bad week or a bad month or a bad year because of COVID, and then going, your man Nilo is bleeding brilliant. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So gives them a bit of oomph to say, okay, if he did that, well, I can do that. And as I said, also the fact that if someone's sitting there with a child with cerebral palsy and say, well, he's gone to mainstream school, he's got a driving license, he's working, he's got all this freedom, he's driving around. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I really thank you so much for reaching out to me and giving me the opportunity to record your story. And again, just before we go, is there then other support groups, or do you keep away from all of that?
Yeah.
You keep away from it?
Yeah, because I don't know that all my life may know what to know about that. I don't need that.
Yeah.
They love to do everything myself. I don't know in a couple of years I need that. When me live on my own.
Yeah.
Please God, me live with a girlfriend or a wife, then we have to see.
You have to see.
We take day by day.
I agree. I agree. Okay, Nilo, thank you so much for sitting down with me. And as I said, we'll get this out and sure we'll take it from there. Thank you.
And thank you.
Hi everyone, Rebecca here. I hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. As you know, your feedback is invaluable. If you have the time, please leave us a review across your favourite podcast platform. See you next week.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.